Hi, this is James with Real Time News, and I'm wanting to take just a little time right before I start this episode to just, first of all, thank you for listening. Those of you that have been listening, following us on our different video channels and podcast channel. We are actually in the process of starting with a new outlet that we're reading from. I am looking at the Bongino Report. I'm looking to switch over to that. I typically use the Gateway Pundit and different outlets from that. I may eventually be using that sporadically, but I've been looking at the Bongino Report, and I really love what Dan Bongino brings, his conservative views, his truth, and I'm looking at switching over to that. So I wanted to take a little time letting you know that typically I do use the Gateway Pundit and the Pro-Trump News website, but I'm looking at switching over to the Bongino Report for all my news articles. Again, we are going to be starting out with verse of the day, and then we'll jump into the news. We are looking to transition to a little bit less political news, possibly, just kind of an overview of news, and then eventually get back to our original purpose of tech news, too. So thank you. I just wanted to kind of take some time. Please make sure that you support us with all the links around, whether you buy one of our I'm a Patriot t-shirt or a coffee cup, or all the affiliate links that we have around this video and or podcast. Please support us. That is a way you can support us. We are trying to grow this and trying to get it to, I would love to be self-supportive, to be honest. So thank you for listening. We're going to get into the news, and we appreciate you following us and listening, and we ask you to share it and connect with us on all of our social media outlets. So thank you again. So we're going to catch you on the other side of the intro, and we will jump into the news. Thanks again. Giving you news many aren't talking about. Telling the truth. Truth is the only way to report news. Being honest. Making sure we tell the truth. Sharing. We share our info. Supporting our country. Putting America first. We are RTN. Real-time news of the Treasure Coast. We bring you news that many don't talk about. We are real-time news.
Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. It's time for another podcast with Real Time News. With host Real Time News, James Powell.
We start out with this episode on verse of the day. Verse of the day is Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Thoughts on today's verse. God's story through the history of his people, Israel, is one of the triumph, protection, and faithfulness. God is with us. God cares for us. God hears our prayers. God longs to bless and protect us. God longs to strengthen and uphold us. Let's put our hope in him. Let's go ahead and do the prayer. Oh God, you are my God, and I long to bring you honor and glory. Please stir my courage to live victoriously and passionately for you. I trust that as I display your character and live for your glory, that you will strengthen and uphold me by your mighty presence within me and by your mighty arm of grace around me. In you I have placed my hope, and in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We are here with our episode of RTN News. We do thank you for joining us, and we will get in right into the news. This is James, your host, with RTN Real-Time News. Talking about the Bongino Report, we are using it now as one of our major news outlets. So let's just jump in, and we will go over the top stories. All right. Top stories. Top military leaders backtrack on after taking swipe at Tucker Carlson. If you've kept up, Tucker Carlson has actually been one of the major news outlets that is sometimes seeming to take a swipe at the deep state, and then other times, you know, I still haven't got a good read on him, but here lately, the Marines took a swipe of him, so top United States Marine leaders have come under fire for using official armed forces communication channels to address the Fox News host, Tucker Carlson's criticisms. Carlson dedicated a segment of his show last week, and of course this is March 15th at the time of this recording. He used a segment last week of criticizing Joe Biden's identity politics moves that focus on gender and not protecting Americans. China has quickly developed the world's largest naval force in 2015. China had 254 battleships. Now they have more than 360, and many of them are capable of anything in the American fleet, Carlson said in his segment last week. The Fox News host played a clip of President Joe Biden talking about advances made to the military, including updating regulations on how a woman's hair is styled and providing uniforms and maternity sizes. So, you know, this is quite sad what our military has come to. So, in fact, let me just move to, and let's play this clip directly from Tucker Carlson. That way you can hear it directly from him.
China has quickly developed the world's largest naval force. In 2015, China had 255 battle force ships. Now they have more than 360. And many of those ships are more capable than anything in the American naval fleet. So how are we responding to this?
Some of it's relatively straightforward work, where we're making good progress designing body armor that fits women properly, tailoring combat uniforms for women, creating maternity flight suits, updating requirements for their hairstyles.
So we've got new hairstyles and maternity flight suits. Pregnant women are going to fight our wars. It's a mockery of the U.S. military.
Drama TV. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I call it. I'll apologize up front and tell you that I don't have cable news at home. I don't have it here in the office, and I don't watch a lot of drama TV. I understand some comments were made yesterday, and I watched the clip that Mr. Carlson produced as he referred to pregnant women in the military. I'll remind everyone that his opinion, which he has a right to, is based off of actually 0 days of service in the armed forces. He was talking specifically about pregnant women in the armed forces today and how it makes us less lethal and less fit and less ready. Let me tell you where he's wrong. Those decisions were made by medical professionals, by commanders, and our civilian leadership that allows for women to have more time with their children, to recuperate, to get fit and ready, to take that time that's necessary that our medical professionals know is needed, which actually makes us a more lethal and ready and fit force. We value women in our armed forces. We value those that have served in the past, and we value those that have served today. We value our families in the military. Let's remember that those opinions were made by an individual who has never served a day in his life. Let's remember that's all about drama TV. God bless America. Semper Fidelis.
Today, the Department of Defense launched a large and coordinated public relations offensive against this show. Pentagon brass issued hostile statements. People in uniform sent out videos on social media. The DOD even issued a news release attacking us. Press Secretary Smites, Fox News host. Unless you have served in the military yourself, you haven't earned that right. Really? Can only cops talk about police brutality? If you haven't been elected to office, are you allowed to criticize Congress? They're not making a real argument. They're trying to silence dissent. Not playing along. Sorry. If the Pentagon can show that pregnant pilots are the best, we will be the first to demand an entire Air Force of pregnant pilots. Finding the most effective military pilots or infantry officers or SEAL teams is not his priority. It's not even close to his priority. Identity politics is Joe Biden's priority. It's all that matters. Just this week, the Biden administration announced that the Pentagon will pay for gender reassignment surgery for active duty personnel. How do sex changes in the military make this country safer?
Okay, there you have it. So, you know, there are several things going on, and we are in a war like we've never been in information. So, there are things going on behind the scenes. I'm just going to tell you that there are things going on behind the scenes. We are in a battle for our country. So let's all stand together. Let's all push forward. And let's all go ahead and see this battle won. All right, next article. Governor Abbott, Biden administration withholding a number of coronavirus positive migrants. The Texas governor says Biden administration is withholding a number of COVID positive migrants and has failed to give our state the total number of migrants who have COVID ID. So that means that as the U.S. faces a surge of migrants along the southern border, again, this is Texas, and the world continues contending with the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Texas Republican Greg Abbott said Sunday that Biden administration is withholding from his state data recording the number of migrants caught at the border who have tested positive for COVID-19. Let's just have transparency. Transparency is all we want. But the liberals and the rhinos and the deep state is not about transparency. They are about just pushing their agenda. It's really, really sad. This is what our country has come to. All right. On Capitol Hill, the stories on Capitol Hill, Biden relief bill could lead to 12 red states expanding Medicaid. So, the newly enacted $1.9 trillion spending bill includes additional funding of as much as $22.5 billion for states that have not yet expanded their Medicaid programs under Obamacare. Red states that have long resisted the expansion of the low-income government health care program will now find it hard to turn down the money. Indeed, the state of Wyoming has taken a small, although possibly inadvertent, step toward expansion. Medicaid is funded by both state and federal dollars. The federal government matches which states spend on the program under what is known as the Federal Assistance Medical Assistance Percentage. The FMAP is determined, get this, by the state's per capita income, so that the poorer states tend to receive larger FMAPs. For example, Mississippi, the poorest state in the country, receives FMAP of 84%. Under the 2010 Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, states have the option of expanding their Medicare programs to cover people up to 138% of their federal poverty level. The federal government funds 90% of the Medicaid expansion. So our deficit, I mean, it's growing, and we have turned into a dependent on the government. So I'm asking you, are you ready to take a stand and just go ahead and take care of yourself? Let's take care of ourselves. Don't depend on the government. All right, one more from the Capitol Hill report. Pelosi finally acknowledges border crisis, but to blame it on Trump. Get this. These guys have been up in D.C. 40 plus years. You know, pick the name, whoever you want. They have been up there 40 plus years. And then Trump goes up there for 3 years or 4 years, and they want to blame Trump. Really? You've been up there, haven't been able to take care of the issue, and then you want to blame Trump. It is just crazy, crazy. All right, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, during an interview with ABC on Sunday, claimed that all the problems of the U.S. border are former President Donald Trump's fault, including the surge in illegal border crossings since President Joe Biden's inauguration. Let's go ahead and just listen to that. I mean, this is insane. This is totally, totally insane. Let's go ahead and listen to it. Hold on just a minute. Sorry, we got to wait for the ad. I'm going to skip the ad. So,
let's talk about the situation at the border. We've seen a huge surge in migrants crossing the border since January. The number of children in custody higher than it was than its 2019 peak during the Trump administration. Your colleague, Veronica Escobar of Texas, called the conditions there unacceptable. She was there on Friday. Is she right? What more must be done?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear who you said.
Veronica Escobar.
Veronica Escobar, our colleague from representing El Paso, and yes, it is. Actually, the facts are these. There are more children, about 600-700 more children, unaccompanied children, coming over the border. This is a humanitarian challenge to all of us. What the administration has inherited is a broken system at the border, and they are working to correct that in the children's interest. I'm so pleased that the president, as a temporary measure, has sent FEMA to the border in order to help facilitate the children going from the 72-hour issue into where they are cared for as they are transferred into family homes or homes that are safe for them to be. So this, again, is a transition from what was wrong before to what is right. Of course, we have to also look to Central America and Mexico and the rest. The corruption, the violence, all of that. So, bam, my most recent trip to the Northern Triangle, that would be Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, you saw the impact of the climate change, mind you. These people were leaving because of the drought. They couldn't farm, and they were seeking other ways to survive. So there are many reasons that go into this, but the fact is we have to deal with it at the border. And some of the people coming there are seeking asylum. And I always like to quote our friends in the evangelical movement. At one of our rump hearings we had before we had the majority, the representative said to us, the United States refugee resettlement program is the crown jewel of American humanitarianism. So we have certain responsibilities that we must honor. We have to have a system that accommodates that, and that is what the Biden administration is in the process of doing.
So get this. She's talking about the supposed humanitarian crisis, which it is a crisis. It's corruption to the fullest extent. She brings in climate change. Say, so that's why they're coming over here. Really? Pelosi, you're corrupt, you're incompetent, and you're a drunk. Oh my goodness. Who would have ever thought? They've lost their way, folks. The politicians have lost their way, both Republicans and Democrats. There are very few in D.C. that care about you. That's the truth. It is time we take our country back. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I get frustrated. All right, let's jump over to the cultural war. All right, we are going to jump to the cultural war, and this article is Biden. Biden wants cultural war, HHS. That's a big mistake. Xavier Becerra is simply not qualified for the position he's been nominated to fill. Even if he were, his years of hostility to fundamental rights of conscience and free speech demonstrate a clear record that is incompatible with leading an agency whose role includes protecting those very rights. The Senate will soon vote on President Joe Biden's pick for Secretary of Health and Human Services. California attorney Xavier Becerra, many organizations and members of Congress are calling for his nomination to be rejected, with good reason. Becerra, or however you want to say, is unfit and unqualified to serve in the vitally important cabinet position. So we are having different ones. Folks, Biden, of course, Biden is not running the government. There's a shadow government running. And we are in a war here. We're in a war. And we are in a situation that we need to remember that we've got to get these people out. We've got to drain the swamp. That's the honest truth. All right, we're going to go ahead and be taking a break, and we do thank you for listening. We ask you to share, connect, and subscribe. Please click that subscribe button on whatever video platform and or audio platform you're listening to this on. But before we go, I want to just look at you again in the camera. If you're watching this on video, and I want to thank you again for listening, sharing, connecting with us. My name is James with RTN. We ask you, please support us by purchasing from our affiliate links below. Get the I Am a Patriot t-shirt. Please click that link and just make sure that you support us that way. And there are direct donation ways to support us down below or around this video. We thank you. We want to thank you for listening and share this with your friends. All right, this is James Powell. We'll be right back on this episode of Real Time News. We are living in an ever-changing society. With everything going on politically, there are crazy things that might happen. We might be in an emergency situation. That is where you can go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. That's jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. You can get your emergency needs and supplies from emergency survival food to survival items, water filtration, air purification. They even have the option of buy now, pay later. And they have the deal of the day. So go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. Get your emergency supplies. That way, when an emergency happens, you are prepared. jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. With security always being an ultimate in everyone's life, wanting to keep your family, your wife, your kids, anyone that is around you safe. This is where the Wise Lock comes in. Security is very important in today's home. So I invite you to check out the link, jjmediaonline.net slash W-Y-Z-E door lock. That's Wyze door lock. And again, Wyze, W-Y-Z-E, Wyze door lock. jjmediaonline.net/Wyze door lock. Wyze door lock gives you the opportunity to use the Wyze app, where you can make sure, even though you're not home, you can lock your door, you can unlock it, set times, and many more things. And security is very important. So, go to jjmediaonline.net/Wyze door lock today. Being in the midst of anything that you do, you always want to have a good entertainment system. One of the best entertainment systems that we know of is Bose. We ask you to go check out this Bose Lifestyle 135 series. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. That's Bose Entertainment. jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. The 135 series is a full home entertainment system, and of course it only comes with the quality of Bose. Bose Lifestyle 135 series entertainment system is of the highest quality sound, quality made, and you will thoroughly enjoy. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. You will not be sorry. And we are back from our break. We do thank you for joining us, and we thank you once again for sharing, connecting, and supporting us. This is James Powell with RTN News. That's real-time news. That is real-time news of the Treasure Coast. Of course, many of you already know that I live in Florida, and I'm on the Treasure Coast. All right, we're going to be jumping to the opinion section of the Bongino Report, and this article is from Kevin McCullough, Why the Freedom of Conscience is Folly and Fallacy. This past week, there was much dropping of the jaw and fang shockery by some of the evangelical community. Locally in New York City, area pastors, newly and suddenly disturbed by the pending so-called Equality Act, began writing mass emails to their congregations and communities about the dangers that said act would present to people of religious conscience. Nationally, the so-called pro-life evangelicals for Biden issued a letter via their website as to the surprising lack of involvement or even invitation to discussion of abortion policy stemming from President Joe Biden's executive orders, as well as the language in the new stimulus legislation that crudely eliminates the protections of the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment had been what primarily liberal Democrats had always pointed to as law when the pro-lifers would claim tax monies were being used for public financing of abortion as to the reason their fears and claims were illegitimate. So, when evangelical icons like Tim Keller and longtime teacher Dr. John Piper released scripts immediately prior to the 2020 election, providing cover for pastors across the nation to be more or less take no stand in the election, or even worse, give wink or nod permission for pulpits to de facto campaign in favor of Biden campaign. They did so at an expensive cost. That is the truth. Let me tell you something. I'm a minister. I'm a conservative. I'm a minister. I've been raised in the church. And from the evangelical circles as a whole, folks, we have issues in the church as a whole. How can you stand for something that is biblically wrong? Abortion is wrong. It kills the baby. That's the bottom line. And the corrupt Biden administration, just Democrats in general, and the rhinos, how can you stand for something like that? Wow. That blows my mind. Just blows my mind how the church can stand by, and we're losing our country, and we wonder why we're losing our country. Stand up for truth, stand up for God, stand up for the right. All right. And we're going to end this. We do thank you. I get a little excited, I guess some will say. But I'm going to end this, and we're going to end it with a video of McEnany and talking about even liberal outlets are finally noticing Joe Biden's absence. Something's going on, folks. Something is going on. I'm telling you, something's not right. So, all right, let's go to it, and we will then end the show. We do thank you for listening. Let's go to the article or the video and listen to it real quick.
Feeling overwhelmed? Come along. We have something to show you.
Okay, sorry about that. It had an ad at the beginning, and I messed up on that. I apologize. Let's get to the video right now. Again, this is McEnany. Even liberal outlets are finally noticing Biden's absence. So let's go to it right now. We thank you. Thank you, thank you for joining us.
White House handlers once again shielding the president from the press. They don't want him off script or on his own. I don't know why. He's been in Washington, I don't know, 50 years. Anyway, joining us to talk about this, Fox News analyst and the former White House press secretary, my great pal, Kayleigh McEnany. Kayleigh, it is wonderful to see you.
Good to see you, Larry.
Congrats on everything. You know, just...
Thank you.
Look, why... Biden knows the press. Why won't he meet the press now? What is going on here?
Yeah, I think his staff does not have much faith in him, certainly not faith that he can handle the freewheeling style that it is entailed in a White House press briefing at the podium. But what is so remarkable, Larry, you just played the clip from yesterday where he refused to answer a question. Moments ago, he was asked about whether there was a crisis on the border. He continued to walk. It's incredible that he's ducking his head in the sand, ignoring an immigration crisis, refusing to take questions from reporters. But this is an untenable proposition for him, as even left-wing outlets are noting this absence of him from the podium.
You know, Kayleigh, for 3 years, I was in rooms and meetings and cabinet and whatnot with President Trump. And, of course, at the end of the press opportunity, our folks would get the press out of the room. But that was after President Trump made himself available for a lot of questions, many of them completely off topic, you know, the usual political jibber-jabber. At some point, this can't last, I would think. Biden has got to have a press conference, all right? Now, he's going to schedule a national address, I don't know, maybe from the Oval, maybe somewhere in the East Wing, but not a press conference, or are you hearing differently?
Oh, I'm hearing it's just a national address tomorrow evening, which is entirely different, of course, than taking questions. I anticipate that in this national address, which is about the pandemic, he will not address immigration, which is a pressing issue reporters would certainly ask him about. But as you noted, for your 3 years with President Trump, and certainly in my tenure there, you know, I would go to the president and say, look, this news cycle is a tough one. Maybe don't take questions today. He would insist upon taking questions, not just once, but often multiple times a day. There was not a news cycle he feared. But with Biden, it's just befuddling. No matter the news cycle, good or bad, there he is in the Oval Office shying away from reporters.
You know, you and I would be in the Oval. I can remember times when we're giving him advice, right, our former boss.
Yes.
And, you know, he'd say, yeah, 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 and go out and do whatever he wanted to do. Now, maybe that's good.
Exactly.
Maybe that's bad. But he was freewheeling. I mean, he had no fear. And Mr. Biden's been around a long time. So he's going to have to face the music. He's going to have to meet the press.
Absolutely, he'll have to meet the press. And I think he's going to have a really tough time. We just saw that clip from 2 days ago where he forgot the name of his defense secretary, followed by forgetting the name of the Pentagon. It's hard at the podium. It really is when you can't predict the questions. We'll see what
Kayleigh
he does.
McEnany, up next. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Wonderful.
So there we have it. We are... We are really seeing the total crumbling of an administration that doesn't seem to know their head from a hole in the ground. So, all right, we're done with our news segment, and we do thank you for joining us. And this, we are done with this episode. We do thank you for joining us, and we ask you to subscribe, share, and connect with us. We trust that you truly understand that, you know, it's not all about just us. It's about what we can do to, number one, make it to heaven, number two, take as many with us, and number three, save our country. And God has this. I still say God has this. And of course, with me being a minister, it's huge that we hand it over to God. And I believe there's some things coming down the pike. There's going to be some shocking revelations. And I strongly believe that God has this, and things are going to be looking better for America very soon. Thank you for listening. We ask you to continue to join us on our episodes. We'll try to get back into the consistent episodes. But please share, like, subscribe, and support us. We will catch you on our next episode. This is James Powell with RTN News. Have a great day, and God bless. Thank you for joining us. We just want to remind you that we bring you real news, real tech, and talk about a real guy. Please go to our Facebook page, send us a message if you would like to advertise with us. Thank you, have a great day, and God bless.